With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The latest in a long line of winter storms bearing down on parts of the East Coast, expected to bring heavy snow and ice to a couple of states, North Carolina and Virginia. Bitter cold has settled in from the northern plains to Texas. Andrew Orison at the National Weather Service.
We have about 33 million people that are actually under this extreme cold warning right now. And that doesn't even include the number of people that also have a cold weather advisory. If we actually add that into the equation, if we combine the number of people that are experiencing extreme cold warnings or cold weather advisories right now, we're actually looking at almost 95 million people.
In Bismarck, North Dakota, the mercury plunged to 39 below yesterday morning, shattering a long-standing record for the date set back in 1910. Elon Musk, the man President Trump put in charge of his Department of Government Efficiency, says the work of the so-called Doge panel is crucial to the future of America.
The overall goal is to try to get $1 trillion out of the deficit. And if the deficit is not brought under control, America will go bankrupt. This is a very important thing for people to understand.
Musk and President Trump sat for an interview with Fox News host Sean Hannity. Musk says not only can an individual go bankrupt, a country can, too. The president says Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid not targeted for cuts beyond ferreting out fraud and abuse. Also at SRNNews.com, more measles cases diagnosed in West Texas. The number of confirmed cases now at 58. A handful of cases diagnosed next door in New Mexico as well. Hospitalized in Rome for a fifth night, Pope Francis, pneumonia in both lungs. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 4 points. This is SRN News. The boycott of Target is over.
When the giant retailer announced in 2016 that it would allow men to use women's bathrooms and changing rooms, the American Family Association called on Christians across the country to take their money elsewhere. Now the AFA says it's officially ending the boycott with Target's latest announcement that it is dropping its diversity, equity, and inclusion program. The company has also installed single-occupancy bathrooms and stopped pushing LGBT children's apparel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in Montreal say someone painted a swastika on a synagogue over the past weekend. Members of Temple Emmanuel Beth Shalom found the graffiti when they arrived for activities. There's been a spike in anti-Semitic attacks in Montreal over the past year. In December, one synagogue was firebombed for a second time. Shots were also fired at a Jewish school in the city. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise in many countries around the world lately. This is SRN News. President Trump has another like-minded cabinet member to help advance his policies on trade.
The Senate last night confirmed Howard Lutnick to serve as U.S. Commerce Secretary. In his role, he'll help advance America First by advocating for U.S. business interests abroad, including the possible use of tariffs. Lutnick, a longtime Trump ally and Wall Street billionaire, will also have the job of restricting the sale of some sensitive U.S. technology, like semiconductors, to adversaries like Russia and China. Bob Agnew reporting.
Airbnb is suing the city of New Orleans for requiring short-term rental platforms to ensure that properties they market are in compliance with city regulations. New law set to go into effect in June will require Airbnb and other platforms to verify properties have city permits for short-term rentals. Airbnb contends that enforcing laws should be the city's job. More details at SRNNews.com.